Breakthrough Business Strategies, and happy Monday to each and every one. This is your host, Michelle Price, and on Twitter, at Prosperity Gal, coming to you from the Third Coast of Houston, Texas today, where we're going to bring you information on business success mindset, your inner game, and Web 2.0 tools, techniques, and strategies, your outer game, so that you're equipped to create success in your business today. You know, our listeners have expressed that they are solopreneurs, service-based professionals, and I love it that this past year, offline businesses learning to come online. So we've been picking topics and guests each week that we feel will support and grow and sustain your business needs. So let's go and talk to Don Cooper and find out what our wonderful sales heretic has got to share with us for our sales tip, which is the first of the month. We always have our breakthrough tip on sales. So, Don, I understand you're going to be helping us to truly understand what the difference between features and benefits are. And tell me, why do you think people confuse that one so much?
It's a concept that's just not well understood, and people don't teach it very well. People don't talk about it very well, and so what happens very often is when people discuss the subject, they don't know what they're talking about. It is probably the most misunderstood concept in sales and marketing, and too often people think that benefits are features and features are benefits. So I want to make this clear, because a clear understanding of the difference is absolutely critical to effective sales and marketing. And there really are three concepts. There's features, advantages, and benefits. A feature is a characteristic of a product or service. An advantage is what that feature does, and a benefit is what that means to the buyer. So the characteristic is what the thing is, the advantage is what it does, and the benefit is what that means to the user. Here's an example. My laptop has a DVD CD drive. That's the feature. The advantage is that it plays and records CDs and DVDs. That's what it does. Here's the benefit to me as the user. I can watch movies on the plane!
Of which I did.
Yeah. So, Michelle, here's a question for you. What do I, as the buyer, really care about? Do I care about the drive, or do I care about watching movies?
No, I care about watching movies on those long flights to Canada and back.
Precisely. What's important to the buyer is the benefit, not the feature. Nobody buys features. And yet, sellers are constantly talking about features. Whether it's a car or a boat or it's an IT system or it's lawn maintenance or whatever it is, usually all the marketing and all the selling points are all features. It has this and this, and it does this and that and the other. It's feature, 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 a few advantages, but no benefits. I look at catalogs, and I look at brochures, and I look at videos all the time, and they are just packed with features and nothing about the benefit. Now, that's understandable because features are a lot easier to come up with than benefits. Features are easy to define if you are the manufacturer or if you're the seller, because features are logical. You look at what your thing is and what it has, you say, well, it's got this and that and the other. The challenge is that benefits are emotional. That's a little harder to figure out. But, Michelle, you know this. Do people buy logically or emotionally?
Emotionally.
Precisely. So if we're talking features, but they're buying benefits, there's a huge disconnect there. So what we in our sales arenas have to do is to take our features and translate them into benefits. And in many cases, that's on an individual basis. So ask yourself, what does my product have? What does it do? And what impact does that have on the buyer? Whether you're selling a product or a service, figure out what it is your product or your service has, what those things do, and what those mean to the user. Translate your features into benefits and promote the benefits to your potential buyers through your marketing copy, through your sales presentation, through every interaction. Focus strictly on the benefits. Now, understand that each prospect only cares about certain benefits, the ones that matter to them. My laptop has other features, dozens, maybe hundreds. I don't know. I don't care. All I care about are the few things that are important to me. So you as the seller need to find out what's important to your buyer, because what's important to one prospect can be irrelevant to the next prospect. The next person who walks into the computer store might never fly. So watching movies in a plane is not a benefit to them. So as you're talking to your prospect, first, find out what's important to them, what they care about, what matters to them, and then deliver your presentation mentioning the features, but focusing on the benefits that your prospect has told you are important to them. When you focus on benefits rather than features, you will see your sales increase.
You know, when you're every time you give us a tip, you always make a great, you make me think of great things that we need to cover when we have you on for the full hour. I love how you're tying all these things together for us, because, you know, for those of you who are listening for the first time, you'll want to go back to each of the shows that Don's been on, because he has been building the information that he's teaching you here, because the intention was he wanted to help you improve your sales for this last quarter. So I highly suggest you go back and listen to the other shows that he's been on, and you'll be able to bring yourself up to speed to where we are with what we're talking about in sales and how to improve ourselves for this last quarter. So, Don, I'm excited. Thank you.
You're welcome, Michelle.